State fairs across the country have been canceled to prevent the spread of COVID-19, creating big dents in state economies. These fairs often help support small businesses, but some states are turning to e-commerce to help those businesses. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine takes us into a peanut field for a closer look.
Have you seen peanut plants before?
Lloyd Lasley is giving a tour of his fields on his farm outside Eakley, Oklahoma. Many of his peanuts will be roasted and sold at the Oklahoma State Fair. He pulls a plant out of the ground and shows how they grow.
And that's what they look like.
Looks like a green, leafy plant above the ground. But the shelled peanuts, they grow just underneath the soil. The Lasley family has been growing peanuts since the 1930s. Peanuts aren't quite ready to eat yet, but come September, he hopes to harvest about 160,000 pounds of them. One of their specialty goodies is a homemade peanut brittle, which Lloyd's mother, Zelma, makes. She says she got a 100-year-old recipe from someone at the farmer's market.
So I took it and another recipe and put them together and changed it.
In most years, the Lasleys sell about $5,000 of roasted peanuts and peanut brittle during the state fair. The fair has been canceled this year. Luckily, they're well-known, so people still find them.
We get a lot of return customers. And we're proud of that, but we also don't take that for granted either, so we always try to give them the best quality peanuts we can.
For the Lasleys, the fair money is a drop in the bucket. For other small businesses, the fair cancellations are a big deal. Lori Beth McDonald is the owner of Okie Bee Farms in Tulsa. She sells honey and other bee-based products like lotion bars at the fair. The cancellations have been a big hit to her business.
I may have to close my business before the end of this year because I take in quite a bit at the Tulsa State Fair and the Oklahoma State Fair, and they've both been canceled.
The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry has put $45,000 of CARES money to make an online store for the Made in Oklahoma website. McDonald says being able to sell products on the website will help with exposure.
I've had people who went on their website and found my business and then called me and said, hey, I found you, or they emailed me and said, hey, I found you on the Made in Oklahoma website. Can you tell me a little bit more about your product?
Mary Ruth Cohenauer oversees the program. She says Made in Oklahoma helps more than 40 businesses sell their products at the state fair.
Thousands and thousands of people walk through the fair trade shows each year. Seems to be where a lot of specifically families go to do their holiday shopping, not only because of the time of the year, but everything is kind of right there.
Kansas has a similar strategy called From the Land of Kansas. The program's marketing manager, Janelle Dobbins, says it costs $100 for sellers to participate, and many small producers rely on it for online sales. This year, they are going to have a dedicated state fair website, and she says many businesses see it as one way to make up lost revenue.
Producers are looking at any opportunities of how can they reach consumers in this with everything happening.
The Made in Oklahoma e-commerce site is still being developed. In the meantime, McDonald says she's trying to adapt by selling to smaller stores and make her own website to sell her products. As for the Lasleys, they say they're still deciding on whether to sign up for e-commerce. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.